the community. Join our host, Mindy Gould, live at KZHC Studios for Harney County Live right now.
Good morning and welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here at 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould, and my guests today are Tanya, Jessica, and Rhonda, and they are all with promoting and starting the Ignite Reading program. Rhonda's with EOU, Jessica, you're with Ignite Reading, and Tanya, you are the Director of Partners for Ignite. Perfect. Got a mouthful here. Let's start off with, what is Ignite? So people who don't know, I know that Shannon and Crystal with the ESD have been on and spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, but for people who did miss it, what exactly is Ignite Reading?
Mindy, thank you so much for having us this morning. It's really awesome to be here.
Yes.
Before I talk about what Ignite Reading is, I think it's really important to zoom out and talk about the crisis that we are trying to solve as a nation. So not a lot of people know, but 67% of our nation's fourth graders are not proficient readers. And a lot of people might hear that and think, oh, well, it's because of the pandemic. But the reality is that, yes, the pandemic exacerbated this crisis, but it was a crisis before the pandemic. And when we then look at Oregon and what's going on here with kids, we see that only 39% of Oregon's third graders can read proficiently. And then you dig a layer deeper and see that just 21% of Latinx and Black students are proficient readers. So we have a major problem here in education. And when we then think about, well, why is this happening? It's not because something is wrong with our kids. What it comes down to is that as educators, we have not been providing equitable access for all kids to learn to decode on time. So the written language in learning to read, it's not something that kids can automatically do, like learning to speak, which our brains have evolved to do. They need explicit, systematic instruction. And so what we've done with Ignite Reading is created a way that we can bring a highly trained reading instructor virtually to every student, meet them where they are on the continuum of learning to read, not only build a caring relationship, but also help them crack the code so that they can read with fluency. And we do this in daily increments of 15 minutes, so it's 75 minutes a week of one-on-one instruction.
Now, these numbers that you gave, these are not just specific to districts. This is a nationwide number, is that correct?
It is. It's a national crisis. It is something that, you know, we were talking before we even went live about how is everyone's hair not on fire about this? If you cannot read, you cannot do anything. You can't be a citizen. You can't navigate the medical system. You can't get a job very easily, or at least a job that's going to provide for you and your family. And so we look at this as the most important thing that needs to be happening in education, because learning to read is the operating system of education. If kids cannot read, they cannot learn.
So how is Ignite different than how teachers were taught, you know, up until just recently? I mean, what is it that you're trying to introduce to help children learn?
So we are not trying to supplant teachers. We are trying to honor teachers, all of us, Tanya and Rhonda and I, we are all former classroom teachers. And so we come into this work with deep empathy around just how hard it is to be a teacher. And this past spring, we partnered with Harney ESD. Superintendent Shannon Chris took a chance on this innovative program. And what we are doing is we are working with the Frontier Schools, where you have one room, and in that one room, you have children spanning multiple grade levels, one teacher trying to teach into all of their needs. And whether it's a Frontier school or an urban school or any kind of school in between, the reality is that in an elementary school classroom, kids are at all different points along the continuum of learning to read. And if we are going to address this crisis head on, we have to be able to teach into those individual gaps, and we need to do so with intentionality and urgency, because kids can't wait. And so what we are doing is we are bringing this highly trained virtual instructor into these spaces to meet one-on-one with kids, multiple kids at a time, whether it's three kids in a one-room schoolhouse, each of them meeting with their own virtual instructor who's a real human who's teaching them, or in some places we are working with thousands of kids across a school system who are all getting this targeted support that's providing that extra scoop on top of the critical work that the classroom teacher is doing.
Wow, so where is Ignite? I mean, where's like the central location, you know, the head honcho, the headquarters at? Yeah. I mean, it's a nationwide thing that's trying to be started.
Right.
And then we'll get into legislature and our governor passing some stuff here in just a few moments. But I mean, where is it? I mean, is Oregon like the test state, or is it all around?
So I'm the head honcho. I'm CEO and co-founder of Ignite Reading, and I come into this space as an educator. And that empathy and that deep understanding around teaching and learning is what undergirds our program and is what is leading to the success of what we're doing. When we partnered with Harney this past spring, we saw that kids were learning to read in our program at 3 times the rate of what would be expected in a traditional classroom setting with a teacher delivering the same curriculum. And this is really important when you think about how far behind kids are and the gaps we need to close to move them forward. We are a fully virtual company. I myself am based in Oakland, California. However, Oregon has been a really important partner in our work, and we are serving a lot of kids in Oregon. And through Governor Kotek's Early Literacy Success Initiative, we have a small but mighty group of advocates who are working with Stand for Children and championing this focus around early literacy, and Ignite Reading is one of those pillars.
So how did Harney ESD hear about this program or get involved with this program? Because it's not like you're going around state to state, county to county. I mean, that would take you years upon years to do something like that.
Yeah, so our networking piece of this is critical. And one thing that happened last year is Shannon Chris and some teachers, including, now I've lost her name.
Crystal.
Yes, thank you. And Crystal came and trained in the EOU Reading Clinic teacher training program.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went through that program where I train teachers in these same methods that Ignite is using. And we actually use the same curriculum that Ignite uses to give those teachers, as they're training and as they're learning, that practical experience in delivering that to kids within their classrooms. So those two came. I'm not sure exactly how I got connected with Shannon, but then once she went through that training and her eyes were wide open, she has become a fierce advocate for literacy in Harney County. So when I started working with Ignite, I reached out to Shannon and said, hey, what do you think about this? This would be such a great opportunity for your schools. And that just started the ball rolling.
And when we think about equity in this country, I think we forget all of the different ways in which we need to provide equitable access to all children. And it's been so powerful working with the Frontier Schools here and bringing this type of service and instruction to the students. And last night we did a film screening of the Right to Read film, which, fun fact, is actually the origin story of Ignite Reading. And afterwards, to be able to meet the teachers and to hear how hard they are working to serve their children. And the reality is that you cannot do it by yourself. It needs to be a concerted effort across the entire educational landscape, whether it is rural or urban.
Well, we need to take a super quick break, and then I have a couple of questions when we come back. You're listening to Harney County Live here, 92.7 KZHC.
Buddy, you got a tank, make your motor crank. Driving in the street, our hose will reach. You need fuel in the tank, keep up the race. Hauling petrol all over the place. Singing, we will fuel you. We will fuel you. At Stop & Sons is waving our banner all over the place. We'll bring fuel to your place. Give us a call, 573-2622. Energy, community, service.
Do you have an Airbnb or thinking of starting an Airbnb within the city limits of Hines? Please know that you are required to register it with the city, obtain a business license, and are subject to the transient lodging tax. If you have questions or concerns, please call City of Hines at 541-573-2251. That's 541-573-2251.
Attention golfers, Harney Hospital Foundation is holding a golf scramble Saturday, August 19th at 9 a.m. at the Valley Golf Club in Hines. Register your four-person team. Call 541-573-8609. 573-8609. Registration forms are also available at the Valley Golf Club. Not a golfer? There will also be a bunco tournament, silent auction, food truck alley, and afternoon entertainment by local band Red Mabel. Proceeds go towards the purchase of a CPR machine for Harney District Hospital's EMS department. Join us for this fun community event on Saturday, August 19th.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guests this morning are Tanya, she's the director partners of Ignite, Jessica, CEO of Ignite Reading, and Rhonda with EOU. And we are talking about the Ignite Reading program that Harney County ESD has welcomed into and how important reading is to children and the numbers and stuff that have gone down. But right before break, I said I was going to ask you guys a question. Why is it that the reading numbers have gone down so much from when I was in school 30-some years ago? Why have the numbers gone down or have declined through the years?
So this is what's so mind-boggling. We've known for decades how to teach kids to read. Mm-hmm. And we know what the research says, what the cognitive science says around how the brain learns to read. And yet, for the past couple of decades, that research has been blatantly ignored. And the root of the issue is that there were certain curriculum authors whose names rhyme with Schmoozy Schmalkins. Anyone who's an educator will get that joke. Who perpetuated an idea about how to read that was blatantly false. And it has done tremendous damage because at the same time she generated a cult following of educators who bought into this idea that structured literacy or phonics is boring. So let's just surround kids with books and let them magically learn to read by osmosis. And that idea picked up a lot of momentum. It was coming out of Teachers College. You hear Teachers College at Columbia University and you think, well, that's the gold standard. That's what we should do. And so then you have teacher prep programs nationally adopting this false idea. And at the same time, you have a shadow system in education where higher socioeconomic status families whose kids also were not learning to read because this method simply does not work, but they could afford tutoring. And so they're getting their kids tutoring, which mm-hmm. then obscures the data. And then what it starts to look like is that, oh, well, the issue is just if you're black or you're brown or you're a multilingual learner or you're poor, then something's wrong with you. And it's your parents' fault that you can't learn to read because everyone else is learning to read. But the reality is that no one was learning to read this way because that is not how the brain learns to read. And at the end of the day, it is downright criminal that these methodologies were perpetuated. And, you know, so many children's lives have been affected.
So it was actually introduced, you mean it was said just a moment ago that Governor Tina Kotek, had introduced a bill. And Tanya, you're the one that knows more about that, has got all the information on that. What is this bill that was just passed beginning of this month?
Yeah, I think it's really important for everybody to understand that people aren't sitting back and not trying to do anything. But it takes some time to do something. So Stand for Children, along with Governor Kotek and Representative Na, proposed a bill in the legislature to fund early literacy. So it's called the Early Literacy Success Initiative. And what that bill is to do is to focus on four different purposes, right? Increase early literacy for children from birth to grade three, reduce literacy academic disparities for student groups that have historically experienced academic disparities. So really just saying students that have for many, many years a long-standing inequity haven't received what they need to receive in order to read. Increase support to parents and guardians to enable them to be partners in the development of their children's literacy skills and knowledge. And then increase access to early literacy learning, right? Making sure that we're using research-aligned, culturally responsive, student-centered, and family-centered. I think it's really important when people say, okay, great, there's a bill, there's gonna be dollars that are available for every single school and district across Oregon. And the Oregon Department of Education in May put out their early literacy framework for K-5 for reading and writing. So not only do you have a bill that's going to be funded for the next 2 years, you also have a framework that is going to help with the alignment to ensure that there's accountability so that those that are applying for the funds, I do want to say that the grant is non-competitive. So there will be an application that districts will apply, but they're not competing. So preliminary dollars have already been shared with all of the districts across the state. In addition, Governor Kotek put out an executive order that she's going to focus on early literacy. So I think we talk a lot about the disparities, and we talk about only 33% of kids across the nation, but we need to also congratulate the state of Oregon on putting one step forward and joining dozens of other states that have put literacy first. Because unless we are purposeful and meaningful and really focus on our early learners, we're not going to change this. We're just going to continue to perpetuate this.
And following into that point, we also need to go into this with eyes wide open. Change takes time. Transformation in education especially takes time. But in the meantime, we need a safety net for kids, because we have kids in kindergarten, first grade right now who deserve the right to learn to read on time. And so this legislation is incredible. And while this change is happening, while teachers are being trained in the science of reading and how to teach foundational reading skills to kids, while new curricula that is effective, evidence-based, research-based is being rolled out and teachers are learning to use it, we need a plan for how we're teaching the kids right now. And so that is, again, where Ignite Reading comes in as a partner for school districts, because we're not just going to give kids the one-on-one targeted instruction they need, even while their teachers are learning to do this and even doing it in their own classrooms. We're also going to give each partner, school and district, a literacy specialist to help them unpack all of this rich data from the program, help them connect the dots around how what we're doing in Ignite Reading connects to their literacy ecosystem and the bigger shifts that they are making. That is so empowering, that is so galvanizing, and that is what needs to happen. And Rhonda's work at Eastern Oregon University is also a critical pillar in the success of this ultimately being sustainable.
Yeah, I think when the legislation was first being talked about, there was a lot of pushback in terms of, we've got to deal with higher ed and make sure that when teachers are initially prepared to teach, they are learning how to teach reading effectively. And so EOU has been one of the first, maybe the first school in Oregon that has made that commitment and has completely transformed their teacher prep programs to make sure that teachers know how to read. And Governor Kotek did not, or this legislation did not include any language regarding teacher prep, but Governor Kotek did appoint a committee of higher ed. Well, it's a higher ed or teacher prep committee that is going to discuss and figure out a plan of action to try to get higher ed to change the way they're preparing teachers.
So you need both, right? Again, it is a crisis. You need top down what we're doing, but you also need bottom up, and you need a proactive plan so that we stop this situation where teachers are even stepping into the classroom not knowing how to teach reading. It is so foundational, no matter what you teach, whether you are a kindergarten teacher or a high school mathematics teacher. If you know how to teach a child to read, that is the most important thing that you will do as an educator.
I would just wrap this whole piece up to give people an understanding with the legislation, with the framework, and what we've been talking about with Ignite and with Eastern Oregon. So there's four components that districts will be able to use the money for in K-3, and that's training and coaching. So that's what where Eastern Oregon's gonna come in. High dosage tutoring, where Ignite Reading's going to come in. Curricula and materials, and then also summer learning and after school. And so the other piece I do want to mention, because I think it's really important, is we always talk about, do people have skin in the game? There is a 25% match that has to be put forward by that district to receive those non-competitive funds.
I was going to ask you about funding and how it's divided per school district, per county, when we come back. You're listening to Harney County Live. You're on 92.7 KZHC.
Take care of your friends, family, neighbors, and loved ones by checking in on them and having open conversations about mental health. More than 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with mental illness. If you or someone you know need to talk about mental health, our providers are here for you. Call 541-573-2271 to schedule an appointment. That's 541-573-2271. This message brought to you by Harney County Health Department.
Attention golfers, Harney Hospital Foundation is holding a golf scramble Saturday, August 19th at 9 a.m. at the Valley Golf Club in Hines. Register your four-person team. Call 541-573-8609. 573-8609. Registration forms are also available at the Valley Golf Club. Not a golfer? There will also be a bunco tournament, silent auction, food truck alley, and afternoon entertainment by local band Red Mabel. Proceeds go towards the purchase of a CPR machine for Harney District Hospital's EMS department. Join us for this fun community event on Saturday, August 19th.
Craig here from MedStop & Sons. Lately, we've all been trained to beat the heat, but just around the corner, we'll need to bet on our heat. Let's not wait until it's cold and our heaters don't work. Capitalize on our August heater special and get those heaters tuned up now before the cold weather is here. Propane or oil, big or small, Toyo, Monitor, Empire, Napoleon, or Renai. Parts not included, but we'll throw in a free safety inspection and leak check on propane systems. Give us a call, 573-2622, MedStop & Sons. Energy, community, service.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC. Here's Mindy Gould.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guests this morning are Tanya, who is the Director of Partnership for Ignite, Jessica with Ignite Reading, CEO, and Rhonda with EOU. And we're talking about this program that Governor Tina Kotek introduced and signed at the beginning of the month. How is the funding divided up between, I mean, we're obviously night and day from like Portland Public Schools to Harney County or, you know, Grant County and stuff like that. So how is the funding divided up?
Yeah, so the Early Literacy Success Initiative was the legislature passed it of a minimum of $120 million, which again is a good start.
Yeah.
And so right now the Department of Education has sent out to all of the districts across the state in a memo in early August what the preliminary dollars would be. And like I said, it's non-competitive. So as a district, you would see the dollars that you have. You will, once the application is ready, you will apply, and it has to be reflective of the literacy framework. Currently on the document, it's a preliminary draft document that I have seen from ODE, and it's showing that it's based on your average daily membership. So the number of students that you have in your district right now is a rate of about $143, $44 per student. I do also want to mention in schools that are flat funded, which are many of them across Oregon.
Which is like our rural,
yes,
rural schools,
our
here,
frontier schools. Is that there will be there's a flat rate for the first year of around $41,000. And so as districts are looking at this, right, you're looking at, you know, that average daily membership and knowing that this focuses on K-3.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good start. There's preliminary dollars out there. It will be reviewed in the legislature for in 2024. So, you know, there has to be available dollars.
Start applying
dollars.
It now. Yep. Applying for this. For
yep.
This
they'll be able to now. Start using it in October. But each year they will go ahead and, you know, make sure that there's funds for it. But it's definitely a start. I would suggest that any district, as they're looking at that memo and starting to review the early literacy framework, begin to put together what their plan is. Many districts have a plan, they just haven't had the money to fund their plan. And so making sure that they're starting to think about that, so as those dollars become available in October, they're able to serve their students as quick as they can, or continue to do some of the work that they're doing, but do a little bit more because they'll have the funding to do that.
So what goes on, okay, school applies for it. What are some of the qualifications and stuff like that that a district is needing to, so what is Harney County needing in order to adapt to this?
So right now, the application is not out as of this morning, and they're in the process. So the timeline from ODE says it will be out between August and October. Mm-hmm. But what we do know is that it is going to reflect the early literacy framework, and you have to be sure to use it for K-3 and use those four components. So it's high dosage tutoring, it is, you know, teacher training and support, it is summer learning and after school and curriculum materials. So those are the four areas. So as a district, that's where you would start, right? Look at your data. What is the data telling you about what support your kids need? What training does your staff have, or what training do they need? And begin to plan around those four pillars. And then of course, you know, I mean, what you're trying to do is make sure that you've aligned to the literacy framework that also includes those four components. A big piece is really reviewing what is the curriculum that you're using for foundational literacy and your language arts curriculum to ensure that it's aligned to the science of reading.
So you were saying, you know, the amount of money that a school district would get depends on the number of students, the enrollment. Now, is that the enrollment K through 3 or is that K through 12?
It's a good question. I just thought about that when you asked me, and I'm thinking about the number of students.
Because if it's district-wide, yeah. I mean, only K through 3 is going to be using this knowledge and this learning and everything like that. So, yeah, you've got me intrigued.
You got me intrigued, too. So if you have another question for them, I know the numbers at the schools, and so I'll be able to figure that out in just a second.
Well, something that I'll share as well, as I was listening to you talk, Tanya, is I was thinking about the intentionality of the design of this legislation and recognizing all of the components that must be in place in order to ensure that we are building capacity and sustaining this work, and that this doesn't just become another initiative and wasted money, and at the end of the day, kids still aren't learning to read. And what I really love about what Rhonda is doing at Eastern Oregon University is she's looking at this one component around teacher training. And there are a lot of programs out there right now that are excellent because they are aligned to the science of reading, but they can take as long as 2 years for teachers to get through. And they are very expensive. And at the same time, as teachers are moving through them, they're not necessarily getting practical wisdom and techniques that they can immediately apply to the classroom. And so what Rhonda is doing is bridging that disconnect and recognizing kids can't wait. And so with her program, it is very hands-on, it is very affordable, it is not only going to teach educators about how the brain learns to read, but then give them the ability to immediately apply in their classrooms how to teach this way. And she's using the same curriculum that we're using with Ignite Reading, so when we're able to get both of these things happening in a district like here in Harney ESD, it's a 1-2 punch, and that is a win for teachers, and that is a win for kids.
Wonderful. Well, sadly, we are completely out of time. I really appreciate you guys coming on, talking about this program, kind of wrapping